It's great weather outside.
外面的天气实在太美了。
It's hot weather in here.
我们这里面也比较的热。
Today's message is Jesus in the Old Testament.
我们今天要讲的是耶稣在旧约当中。
Augustine said the New Testament lies hidden in the Old Testament.
因为在这里曾经有人说到新约它是在隐藏在旧约当中。
And the Old Testament is unveiled in the New Testament.
因为新约呢是将旧约完全的彰显出来。
So Jesus is in the Old Testament as much as he is in the New Testament.
主耶稣他不但是在新约里面提到主耶稣，而且在旧约当中实际上已经提到了主耶稣。
I see some brothers trying to turn our AC on so we'll be more comfortable.
我们知道，我们看到弟兄们在那里，他们想要把打开空调。
Because for every degree that the temperature goes up, I have to cut the message shorter by 1 minute.
因为我这样想，如果这个温度上升一度的话，我就要减少我的信息一分钟。
Because people will be passing out pretty soon.
因为我们知道，在这个高温下可能比较难忍受。
When we study typology, we should be captivated by the way that Jesus Christ is revealed in the Old Testament.
当我们在学习用这个预言符号象征预表来在这里的时候，我们特别是会被主耶稣基督他自己来做解释来所吸引。
Typology is a special kind of symbolism.
因为刚才讲的这个分类学也好，或者预言学，像符号学，它就是一个特别的、非常特别的一个用图画象征来解释事情。
A symbol is something that represents something else.
因为我们所看到的这个呢，只是一个它的一个符号，或者是它的一个表象，但它所要讲的却是另外一件事情。
When we say someone is a type of Christ, it means that that person did something or behaved in a certain way that corresponds to Jesus' character.
因为如果我们讲到这个人他是像主耶稣像耶稣一样的，那么我们讲指特别指到是说他的某一方面的行为做法和主耶稣的他的品格很有关系。
If someone forgives me after I've hurt him, and someone says that's typical of him, that's a very high compliment.
如果有一个人他得罪了我，但是呢，
我得罪了他，
他却原谅了我之后，别人会说，哎，这个人就是他，这个的赞美赞赏是非常非常高的一个赞赏。
That means that's the type of person that he is.
因为他讲到这类他就是这样的人。
It means that he has a forgiving spirit.
因为他讲到他有赦免的恩赦免的圣灵。
And so there are many types of Christ in the Old Testament.
因为我们主要在旧约里面讲到许多许多方面主耶稣他的方面品格。
If someone in the Old Testament is considered a type of Christ, it means that he or she represented the coming Messiah in the old days.
因为特别在旧约当中，如果提到他某一方面的品格的时候，特别提到将来要来的这位主耶稣这个弥赛亚，他的一些品格。
Now, no one can represent Jesus Christ perfectly.
因为没有一个人能够完完全全地将主耶稣基督所表明出来。
Because there's no perfect person except for Jesus Christ.
因为除了主耶稣基督他是完全的话，没有任何一个人是完全的。
But there's a part of many of those Old Testament characters that remind us when we see Christ in the New Testament that he was a foreshadowing of what is to come.
所以当我们在看到实际上旧约里面提到一些人物的时候，他们的一些所做出来的品格性格的时候，就让我们在看到新约里面主耶稣他真是在那里面要表现出主耶稣的某一方面的品格和性格。
It can also be an object or an event in the Old Testament that represents Christ in the New Testament.
包括在旧约当中的有些发生一些事情或者一些具体的事物，也都能够预表主耶稣。
One example of this, of course, is the Old Testament sacrificial system.
特别有一个就是我们讲到在旧约当中的献祭这套整套的规则。
And then the Passover.
还有呢就是逾越节。
Because the Old Testament sacrifices typify Christ's final and ultimate sacrifice for all our sins.
因为在旧约里面特别讲到献祭。他的整套这个规则就是讲到我们的主耶稣他要最后的真正的献上这样的祭。
So this is why Augustine said the New Testament has lies hidden in the Old Testament.
这就是为什么讲主啊新约实际上已经在隐藏在旧约当中。
God has perfect timing.
神的时间非常的好。
Because here's the first slide.
因为这是第一张啊那个画
，okay.
画片。
Oh, okay. Oh, 没有 next slide. 或者不听话。Oh, okay. Okay. The New Testament lies hidden, as I said before, in the Old Testament, and the Old Testament is unveiled in the New Testament.
因为在这里讲的是新约，它是已经在隐藏、包含在旧约当中。旧约呢，又是在新约里面，新约将旧约完完全全的解明出来、解释出来。
A missionary who went to Papua New Guinea spent 2 months teaching the Old Testament before he even mentioned Jesus' name.
所以有一对啊宣教士，他们到了啊。新巴布几内亚啊，新几内亚，知道吧？巴布尔新几内亚。
Jonathan knows the name of every city in the world because he's been everywhere.
那个一对夫妻他们去了，他们花了2个月的时间先讲旧约。
Why did he do that?
他们为什么要先讲旧约呢
？Because the Old Testament sets the stage for the New Testament.
因为在旧约，它是为新约做基础的。
By the time the people in Papua New Guinea heard about Jesus, they already understood the concept of sin and the need for a savior.
当那个巴布亚新几内亚的人，他们两个月之后，他们就啊两个月旧约的学习之后，他们就对很容易接受啊这个新约里面讲到的对的罪的问题。
We will look at a 6-minute video of this tribe.
我们下面我们要看这个6分钟讲这个部落它的一个影片。
That is if God allows the equipment to work.
因为如果啊神啊允许我们的这个所有的设备都工作的话。
But before we do that, I want to give a short explanation.
好，在我们看这之前，我要稍微给你们做一点很简短的解释。
A brother here helped me to edit this 30-minute video down to 6 minutes, just the highlights.
因为啊弟兄帮助我把这个30分钟原来是30分钟长的这个影片简短到只有6分钟。
The story begins in a village in Pennsylvania.
因为这个故事开始是从宾夕法尼亚州的一个地方开始。
Because that's where the Amish people live in a part of Pennsylvania.
因为那边是讲到有 Amish 的比较多，他们住在那里。
An Amish man named Mark Zook decided to become a missionary.
因为这个有个叫 Amish 的人里面有一个叫 Mark 的人，他决定他要想做宣教士。
But you know the thing about the Amish, they isolate themselves.
因为如果你知道一点的关于这个 Amish 的话，他们是把他们自己叫做和别的人分开来。
Because they want to keep pure, they want to follow the Bible in their own way. They don't want to have much to do with the outside world.
因为他们不想与外界有太多的接触，因为他们有他们自己的方法，怎样来按照圣经来生活。
But Mark Zook.And his wife felt they were called to leave their secure home and go out into the mission field.
但是这个 Mark 他和他太太，他觉得他们有听见神的呼召，是要他们离开他们所居住的地方，到外面去宣教。
This is unusual because there are not many Amish missionaries in the world.
因为这个是很特别的，因为在外面的话，阿米什出来就宣教的人不多。
But Mark and Gloria, his wife, believe that the message of God should be told to all people.
因为他们两个却知道，他们神告诉他们要把神的福音要向万人传讲。
Their Amish spiritual family did not agree, so they had to leave the community.
因为他们一起居住的这些阿米什，他们的这个社团呢，他们并不同意他们 Mark 这样的做法，所以他们这对夫妻他们只好离开他们所居住的地方。
They were rejected by the first mission organization.
他们一上来他们去申请的时候第一个这个。组织宣教机构没有接受他们。
Said that by the time they got educated, they'd be too old to go.
因为他说，如果我们帮助你成为宣教士的话，你可能年纪太老了，你可能都不能再去了。
And they said, why take your little children who are so comfortable here in Pennsylvania all the way to Papua New Guinea?
他说，你为什么要这样子？你们住得非常好的环境，为什么要移到带着你的孩子住到那个巴布亚新几内亚去呢？
And the wife's health was not very good.
因为但是他的太太的身体也不是那么健康。
But eventually, the new tribe's mission organization accepted them and gave them training.
但是另外有一个组织叫做新部落这个宣教机构接受了他们，帮助他们训练。
When they first arrived in New Guinea, they saw the happy side of the Mook tribe.
因为他们刚刚到这个巴布尔新几内亚的时候，他们看到非常非常好的一面。
You will see how they hunt pigs. They have so much fun.
因为你同样会看到他们怎样在打野猪。
But they had a very dark side.
但是另外一方面也非常有非常黑暗的方面。
They believed in evil spirits returning from the dead.
因为他们常常和一些这个恶的灵有相交。
They were cannibals.
因为他们相信死人的灵，而且他们吃人肉。
And they ate people's brains.
而且他吃人的脑子。
The men wore masks and pretended to be from the spirit world.
因为人男人他戴着这个面具他来扮演是在这个世界上的邪恶的灵。
But these masks were always kept hidden.Except when they are worn during the ceremony.
但他这个表带的男人戴这个面具呢，平常是藏起来的，只有到他要戴的要用的时候才拿出来。
Any woman who sees one of these masks when it's not being worn on the face must die.
如果妇女她们看见了这样的面具，不是在她们戴出来的时候看见了这个面具的话，她们是一定要被处死的。
One day, a boy in the Mook village was forced to see his mother being killed.
所以有一天，有一个孩子，一个妈妈的孩子，就是逼着他，这个孩子被别人逼着他看他妈妈被处死。
She'd seen the mask and learned that it wasn't a spirit; it was her husband wearing the mask.
因为他有一天，他发现他看见了这个面具。他说这个面具并不是什么样的灵，而是他的丈夫在戴着这个面具。
But her husband was a powerful man, and he had to have her killed.
所以她的丈夫是非常有权力的人，所以他下命令把他的妻子杀掉。
So these are the parents of the little boy that you will see.
所以这就是看到这对夫这刚才这对夫妻他的孩子能够看见他。
Can we have maybe the lights down a little bit? Then we'll watch this for 6 minutes together.
对，我们下面看六分钟。
Fled religious persecution in Europe to make a home here in central Pennsylvania. Through their dedication and hard work, they cleared trees from this land and cultivated productive farms. Today, for the Amish, not much has changed. Maintaining a simple lifestyle independent of modern conveniences is to them a sign of spiritual piety.The Amish are a profound visual illustration of the fact that what a person believes does truly affect the way one lives. On the other hand, not all members of this valley have remained a part of the past. They have chosen to follow a different way. What they believe has also had a great impact on the lives they have led. One of the sons of this valley is Mark Zook. 10 generations ago, in 1742,The Zook family immigrated from Switzerland to this valley. They have been here ever since. But Mark would not remain, believing the Bible to say that its message should be told to all people. Mark, along with his wife Gloria, determined they would become missionaries. They went for an interview with one mission board.
Well, I was 30 years old at that time, with just a high school diploma.And the mission board told me it would take at least 4 years until I would be able to get a Bible degree. And by that time, I'd be too old and fossilized to learn a tribal language anyway.
And some people question the wisdom of taking young children and moving to a tropical climate with my health problems. And they said, why not leave them alone? They're happy the way they are.
Dejected, but not defeated, Mark and Gloria were finally able to prepare themselves with specialized training for tribal evangelism given by New Tribes Mission.Their home church sent them out.
the things that stood out was the constant fear and deception that people lived in. One area involved their dead ancestors. The men would dress up in a large mask and dance around the village. They believed that this was the spirit of a dead ancestor returning. The men told us that the women did not know that it was them who wore the mask. They kept the mask hid in a special place reserved only for men. They explained to us that if a woman ever saw the mask by itself, or if she let on she knew about the mask, and that it was only a man who wore it and not a spirit, for that woman, the penalty was death.
When I was a little boy, my mother saw the mask by itself. As was custom, my very powerful father asked my mother to die when he died. When my father died, my mother was shown the mask. Her two brothers took her to the woods. They did not want to, but they had to. Our beliefs demanded. They put a bark rope around her neck. I was very young, but I remember it well. My mother was young. I loved her. My mother died because she saw the mask by itself. We lived in fear.
Time goes by the day.
So the reason I showed you that picture,
我要给你们看这个图片的话,
is because these people were convicted that they had a message to tell from the Old Testament into the New Testament.
因为这些人他们相信从在旧约和新约里边所有的信息都讲到。
And starting last week, I'm having a class with those four young people who are going to be baptized.
包括我在上星期我开始给四位年轻人做受洗前的
And the way that our basic truth classes are set up, there's a lot of connection between Old and New Testament.
我们把这个课程安排的是让我们的新约和旧约里面有许许多多的地方是结合在一起的。And
I enjoy being in that class.
我也非常愿意高兴喜欢在这样的教这个课程.
Because we always need to review the connection of the whole Bible.
因为这样子能够帮助我们把整个圣经旧约和新约都联系在一起.
And the songs that we sang this morning,
包括诗歌，我们今天早上唱的诗歌,
they are all an encouragement to us.
这也所有的都是鼓励我们,
that all of us at some time in life have different worries and troubles.
因为我们知道我们每一个人在不同的生活当中不同阶段都有不同的困难和难处.
But Jehovah is the Lord of hosts.
因为耶和华是我万军之耶和华.
In the end, He's the only one we can call upon.
因为我们知道最后只有他的名我们才能够依靠.
With the love and the power that we can find nowhere else.
因为他的爱，他的大能，我们没有在任何人才能有找到这样子。
They said here, what a person believes does truly affect the way one lives.
因为我们刚才看到的这个影片里面，他特别讲人的相信啊，他信念的时候会改变这个人一个人生。
They believe that in order to be true to God, they have to live separated from the rest of the world.
你像奥密士，他们认为啊，他们要完完全全的对神忠诚的话，他们一定要和其他的人分开来居住。
But those who no longer believe that start using tractors, and some start using electricity, and they leave their home.
啊，有些人他如果不相信这个的话，他们就开始用拖拉机，又开始用电了。
We make no judgment on people's activity.
但我们不会来论断这些人根据他们所做的。
But we only know that our beliefs should change our lives.
但是我们知道，确实我们的信念，我们相信会改变人的
生命。If we truly believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God,
如果我们真正相信主耶稣基督是神的儿子，
it should affect the way we live.
应该也会改变影响到我们是怎样来活生活。
The same way that it affected Mark and Gloria Zook.
同样，像刚才我们看到这个 Mark 和 Glory， 他们是怎么样被改变的。
The same way that the Mook people were affected when they heard about Jesus Christ.
包括在后面他们去的部落叫 Mook， 他们的部落，他们是怎么样改变他们的生命的生活的。
You know, it was unusual that the missionary and his wife spent 2 months teaching the Old Testament before they talked about Jesus Christ.
因为对这个宣道士来讲是不寻常的，他们先讲用两个月时间先讲旧约，然后再来讲到新约。
So in the basic truth class, we talk about creation, then we talk about sin.
但是同样在我们的受洗班的基要真理里面，我们也先讲神的创造和讲到罪的进入。
God's world and word is orderly.
因为我们知道神他的话是完全有秩序的。
That's why when we worship, when we sing, we do it with order.
这是为什么我们在敬拜的时候，我们唱诗，我们有这样的秩序。
And then they celebrated, and the movie makers said when they made the reenactment of the story, they celebrated for 2.5 hours. They were singing and dancing and hugging each other and lifting up the missionary.
因为做这个制片的，他们讲他们在设置这个的时候，他们他们大概用了2个半小时正在庆祝他们听到的福音之后，包括把这个刚才的 Mark 这个宣道士举起来。
Because they were free from fear.
因为他们完全从恐惧当中被释放了出来。
Because they lived in fear.
因为他们以前在恐惧当中生活。
You and I sometimes live in fear, even in America.
你和我也是一样，我们虽然住在美国，但是我们里面还是有恐惧。
And that is really the reason why Jesus often greeted people by saying, "Do not fear."
这就是为什么常常主耶稣他会向人先讲的时候，他说不要惧怕。
We fear injustice.
因为我们担心什么呢？我们担心公义。
We fear death.
我们怕死。
We fear losing our minds.
我们真是担心失去我们的心思和意念。
The younger ones fear not getting into college.
比较年幼的他们会担心我们可能进不了大学。
Slightly older ones worry that they won't get married.
所以稍微再大一点的大点的年轻人他说他们会不会结婚。
Even older ones worry they may not have kids.
那么包括有些人会担心会不会有孩子呢。
Then when they do have kids, they wonder how the kids are going to turn out.
他们对这些有孩子他们也想到这孩子将来长大会怎么样呢。
Sometimes it makes you want to crawl into bed and not get out of bed.
所以有的时候真是让你真的躲在床下不要再出来。
But Jesus says, do not fear.
但主耶稣告诉我们不要惧怕。
It starts all the way from Genesis all the way to Revelation.
所以从创世纪一直到启示录。
I am encouraged by preparing this message.
我在准备这个信息的时候，我也是自己也被得到鼓励。
So I need to know that Jesus is everywhere.
因为我真的要知道主耶稣在所有的地方。都有主耶稣
in our hearts,
在我们的心里
always with us,
他总是与我们同在。
We see the difference that belief makes.
我们也知道从看见我们相信的时候就会有不同的看见。
You can see the picture of the wife crying when she saw how they accepted Christ and lifted up her husband Mark.
所以你可以看到这个 Mark 的他的妻子 Gloria, 她在流眼泪，是高兴的眼泪，看见这些人接受了主耶稣基督为他们救主。
But the Lord called Mark home to heaven last October, last year.
但是去年神把 Mark, 她丈夫接回去了，是八月份接回去了。接到天家。
四月份 ,October。
October, 十月份，对，十月份接回去，对不起。
Because he had done his work and God took him home.
他已经完成他的工作，神把他带回去。
So I guess that means for those of us who are still here, we're not done yet.
告诉我们，我们这些人，我们还在这里的，在地上存留的，我们的工作还没有完成。
God still has things for us to do.
因为神还有他的事情啊，需要我们去做。
Are we willing?
我们愿不愿意呢？
Who is this Jesus that we talk about today in the Old Testament?
啊，我们今天讲的这位耶稣在旧约里面是什么样的一位耶稣呢？
He is the one who made this great statement about himself.
因为他在这里讲的，他自己告诉我们他是怎么样的一位。
We might even have to open our Bibles once in a while. No, okay. Then Jesus took them through the writings of Moses and all the prophets, explaining from all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
在这里路加福音里面讲到，于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己说的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
Jesus couldn't have made it more clear that the Bible from beginning to end is about him.
因为主耶稣基督不能再再清楚的这样解释，告诉大家从旧约到新约都是指着主耶稣所讲的。
George Sweeting, a former president of Moody Bible Institute, estimated that one quarter of the Bible is prophetic.
穆迪这个圣经学院的这位前校长他说过，他说大概有四分之一，圣经里面有四分之一都是在讲预言。
Both the Old and New Testaments are filled with the promises about the coming back of Christ.
因为这个里面许许多多人都讲到主耶稣的回来。
Out of the 260 chapters in the New Testament, there are over 300 references to Christ's second coming. 300 references of Christ's return.
因为讲到260章，这个在新约里面的新圣经里面讲到300多处都词句，它的词句里面都是讲到主耶稣的再来。
On average, that is one out of every 30 verses.That mentions Jesus' return. One out of 30.
So this 比例是讲他每一句话，如果是三十句话里面有一句就要讲到主耶稣的再来。
For every prophecy on the first coming of Jesus,
如果讲到主耶稣第一次来的时候
，there are 8 prophecies on the second coming.
对每一个讲到每一次讲到主耶稣他的第一次来的时候，对应的有相当于8次讲到主耶稣第二次再来。
8 times more references to his second coming than to his first coming.
所以从比例来讲，可以说讲到第二次再来的时候，他有八倍这样的倍数来比较他讲到第一次再来。
Since Jesus' first coming has already been fulfilled, is there any reason not to believe that he will not come back?
因为我们就知道主耶稣的他的第一次来已经完成了，难道我们还不相信他第二次？还会再来吗？
And so there's a reason why we always talk about Christ coming back.
这就是为什么的我们常常会讲到主耶稣的再来。
Why do we talk about that?
为什么我们要说主耶稣再来？
Do you all know why?
你想要知道吗？
Think about it.
我们来好好想一想。
I won't give you the answer.
我不会给你们那个答案。
But I know some young people say, "Boy, every day you talk about Jesus coming back. Why should I even bother going to college?"
但我知道有些年轻人说，你每次都会讲耶稣要再来，但我还去大学有没有什么用呢？
It's a silly question.
这个问题好像看上去好像有点傻。
It's supposed to prepare us not to give up.
但是这是要帮助我们准备好，而不是叫我们要放弃。
Jesus Christ is the central figure of the Bible.
因为我们知道在圣经里面主耶稣他就是那中心人物。
It is important because Jesus is the answer to all of our problems.
因为这是非常非常重要，因为主耶稣是所有问题的解决的答案。
Most important of all, he is the answer to sin that we cannot resolve.
最最重要的是因为对于我们的罪没有任何人能够解决我们的罪。
So the first coming has already occurred and the second coming will surely come to pass.
因为第一次耶稣的来已经完成了，已经来过了，那么第二次来一定也会再发生。
Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
因为主耶稣他是在伯利恒出生的。
The meaning of the word Bethlehem is the house of bread.
这个伯利恒城它的意义翻出来的话就是说是粮仓的意思。
God wanted his son to be common in one sense.
因为神要他的儿子很普通。
Because bread is one of the most common things on earth.
因为我们知道我们所吃到的粮食这是地上我们常常见到的。 And 也必须需要的。
God wanted His Son Jesus Christ to be available to everyone.
神要他的儿子, 让他的儿子, 啊, 能够让我们每一个人都能得到主耶稣。
It is important to know that Jesus is the answer to all of our sins.
非常重要的是要知道主耶稣他就是我们所有问题的答案。
Because He has overcome sin and He's overcome death.
因为他战胜了罪，他也战胜了死亡。
If I believe that in my heart, I will not fear.
如果我真正的相信，在我心里真的相信主耶稣是这样子的话，我就不会有任何的恐惧。
I've quoted before what I always remember one preacher saying.
因为我常常会引用有一位传道人他常常说的。
He says the highest purpose of preaching God's word is for us to be motivated to bow down and worship Jesus Christ.
他讲的真正的给我们要来在这里宣讲他的话语的最高的宗旨是要把人带到他面前来屈膝敬拜他。
The key verse today is taken from Zechariah.
今天的关键的圣经词语是从撒迦利亚书里面选出来的。
Easy to remember, chapter 9, verse 9.
因为比较容易记住，因为第九章第九节。
Rejoice, O people of Zion, shout in triumph, O people of Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and victorious. Yet he is humble, riding on a donkey, riding on a donkey's coat.
西安的民啊，应当大大喜乐；耶路撒冷的民啊，应当欢呼。看哪、啊，你的王来到你这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。
This was written about 500 years before the birth of Christ.
这里撒迦利亚讲到这话是在主耶稣出生前500年。
In Zechariah chapter 9, the first 8 verses, the prophet describes the conquest of Alexander the Great.
因为在这里我们讲到撒迦利亚书前面的第九章的一节到八节是讲到战胜这个亚历山大。
Jewish historians record that Alexander destroyed many cities, but not Jerusalem.
因为在这个犹太人的他的书卷里面记载到亚历山大摧毁了许许多多的城市，但是没有。
He threatened the city, but he never carried out his threats.
但是他曾威胁要把这个耶路撒冷城毁掉，但是他从来没有做到。
Before Alexander arrived,
在这个亚历山大来到之前,
the Jewish high priest had a dream that he believed was given to him from God.
因为在这个亚历山大他们来到之前，这个祭司长他有一个梦，从神那里来了一个梦。
Josephus records this in his history.
是由叫西弗斯他们把这个记录在这个历史书里面。In
the dream, the high priest was told to dress in his robes and to meet Alexander outside the city.
因为他在里面梦里面跟他讲，叫他穿这个袍子到外面去见这个亚历山大。With
him went all the priests in their white robes.
他们所有的祭司跟着这个祭司长一起出去见。When
Alexander came, he was dazzled by their appearance.
因为当亚历山大来见了，看到他们这样的时候，他可以说晕了。Alexander
said he had the same dream of the same scene.
因为他说，亚历山大说，他也同样有这样的梦，看到现在看到就是他梦中所看到的。This
is well known in Jewish history.
因为这是在对犹太人的历史里面，他们是都知道的，家喻户晓都知道。I
found many different paintings about this scene.
因为我关到关于到也看到许多的画画。
Alexander entered Jerusalem peacefully.
所以亚历山大他是很和平地进入了耶路撒冷。He
never harmed the people or the city in any way.
他没有在伤害这个住在城市里面的居民。Because
it's such an important event in Jewish history, many of the history books contain this reference.
因为我们知道在犹太人的这个历史书里面，许许多地方都提到这个事情。
The video we looked at just now shows us that the Mook people were rejoicing.
我们刚才看到在最后的时候，刚才那个电影里面讲到，像他们部落，这个穆克部落，他们在这里欢喜。
For 2 months, they learned about God in the Old Testament.
因为他们在两个月里面学习旧约圣经。By
the time they came to the New Testament, their hearts were ready to accept Christ.
当他们来到新约的时候，他们心已经准备好了。God's
plan of salvation is revealed in a process, chronologically.
因为神将他的救恩，完全的救恩，按照历史的发生的时间。 一步一步的。
We call it progressive revelation.
因为我们就讲到是那个就是启示哈，慢慢的启示出来。
From the old to the new.
从旧约直到新约。
Jesus couldn't have made it clearer when he said those two followers on the road to Emmaus.
因为主耶稣他讲得非常非常清楚，当他和两位这个门徒在去以马忤斯的路上的时候。
That he taught them through the writings of Moses and all the prophets.
因为他在讲的时候，他讲他是从先知这个摩西开始和其他的众先知。
It was like going to Sunday school with Jesus Christ as the teacher.
就好像你去到那个主日学里面，今天他是主耶稣，他在这里教课。
The word explaining comes from the same root word as hermeneutics, which is the proper interpretation of Bible.
因为这个讲的这个根源的解释的根源是从那个希腊文里面去讲怎么样来解释这个现象。
Whenever they talk about Moses or the law and the prophets, they're referring to the entire Old Testament.
因为他讲到摩西讲他的律法和讲到先知所预言的，这是完全是应验在新约里面。
So I've only shown you today one verse from Luke and one verse from Zechariah.
今天我就选了两处的圣经，一个是在路加福音，一个是在撒加利亚书。
So what's the significance of Jesus being humble to us?
我们对讲耶稣他的谦卑对我们来说有什么地方特别的重要呢？
Because God is not a prideful God. He pities us. He empathizes with us. He sympathizes with us.
因为神他是怜悯的神，他不是骄傲的神。
He understands that we need help.
他知道我们是需要帮助的。
And that is why he gave us Jesus.
这就是为什么他把主耶稣基督赐给了我们。
If you have not accepted him,
如果你现在还没有接受主耶稣为救主的话，
recognize him as the answer to all of your questions in life.
所以你就知道，你要知道他这位主耶稣就是你生活当中所有难处的解答。
Many of which you must take on faith alone.
所以有的让我们真正知道是我们要靠着信心来真正的认识他。
Because we cannot see tomorrow.
因为虽然我们我们明天我们可能也不会见到。
But Jesus is already there.
但是主耶稣已经在那里。
So in closing, how can we recognize Jesus as our King?
在我们结束之前，我们怎么能够帮助我们真正的知道我们主耶稣他是君王？
How would you show your gratitude today to God?
所以你怎样在敬拜的时候你是什么样的态度来敬拜？
I think coming to worship him together as a body is one way.
我们知道我们作为一个肢体一起来到这里敬拜，这就是一个其中的一个非常好的姿态。
Because we worship him in Jesus' name and God accepts our worship and our praise.
因为我们奉主耶稣基督的圣名在这里敬拜神就在天上，他喜悦我们的敬拜，接纳我们的敬拜。
And we want to try to really let Jesus Christ be the center of our life.
我们真是要在我们的生活当中，真是让主耶稣成为中心。
And we don't want to let so many other things replace Jesus in our life.
我们不希望我们有其他的事情来代替我们的主耶稣基督。
When you come here on Sundays,
当你来到这个星期天来到这里的时候，
Is it the culmination of your own daily worship of God, or is this only a habit that you do once a week?
这个是不是你可以考虑？这是不是你的你所要在这里操练的，来到这里来敬虔的敬拜呢？还是说只是一个任务一样？
Do you feel that you're just obligated to sit here for an hour every Sunday?
或只是你的习惯，或者是好像你要完成一个任务，到这里一定要坐在这里面来敬拜。
For those who have not confessed Jesus as Savior, it is always a good time to do it.
如果我们当中还有一些人还没有公开的承认主耶稣基督是我们的救主的时候现在都不会太晚。
Because God created us to have a relationship with us.
因为神他造我们是要我们和他在一起。
Because only the Messiah can feed our hunger.
因为我们知道只有弥赛亚他能够解决我们的饥饿的问题。
I will close with this story of Handel.
我会结束的时候用亨德尔的故事来结束。
We are hungry for many different things.
因为我们知道我们所饥渴饥饿，所以许多的事情都不能满足我们。
But there's a hunger in our hearts that only the Messiah can feed.
但是我们的心里面的饥渴，只有弥赛亚他才能够填补。
When Handel was writing the Messiah oratorio, he had fallen from great wealth into poverty.
当这个亨德尔他在写这个 这个乐曲，就是这个乐曲《弥赛亚》的时候，他是从很富有已经的做变成非常的贫穷。
For 30 years he had entertained kings and queens with his music.
因为他三十年来都是为了君王、为了王和王后在写作他的歌曲。
But those days were gone.
但是这是过去的事情。
He owed a great deal of money and he couldn't pay.
但是他现在他欠了人很多的钱，他没有办法偿还。
He lived in fear of dying in prison.
因为他担心他自己可能会在监牢中死去。
Because in England at that time, you go to jail if you cannot pay your debts.
因为那个时候你如果欠人钱的话，在英国你是要去进监狱的。
He could not sleep. He had rheumatism.
因为他不能睡觉，因为他有风湿。
But two letters arrived in the summer of 1741 that changed his life.
但是就是在1741年那天那一年的夏天，有两封信，他收到两封信，改变了他的人生。
The first letter was an invitation from the Duke of Devonshire.
有一位是呢从公爵叫Devonshire 那里寄来的。
He invited Handel to go to Dublin, the capital of Ireland, to produce a series of concerts for him.
因为他呢是邀请他这位这个亨德尔呢去爱尔兰的都柏林，他的首都都柏林去写作一系列的歌剧，一系列歌剧。这个歌剧是为了慈善而做的。
And then a little later, a second letter arrived from a wealthy but eccentric English landowner.
但是第二封信他不久又收到第二封信。这第二封信是从一个非常有钱的一个地主，但是他呢也非常喜爱文学。
Handel opened the letter and he saw that this man had written the lyrics for music that he wanted Handel to write.
因为我们看到当这个亨德尔打开这信时，他看到这位他写了这个歌词在里面，他希望亨德尔能为他作曲。
He had written lyrics for Handel before, and this was the second time.
因为他以前他曾经要亨德尔为他作曲。
The letter,
现在这封信是第二封信。
The letter was a compilation of the Old and New Testament passages, and Handel read the words over and over again.
因为这封信里面所写的歌词，他是把旧约和新约完全的结合在一起。然后亨德尔呢，他读了一遍又一遍。
Because all those words were regarding the coming Messiah.
因为所有的这些话语、这些歌词，都是有关乎于主耶稣的第二次再来。
So Handel locked himself in his study, and within 7 days, he completed 1/3 of the music.
所以这亨德尔呢，他就把自己关在房间里面7天，他就写出了三分之一的歌曲。
That was the Christmas section of the Handel's Messiah.
那个就是我们在圣诞节的时
候 Hallelujah Chorus.
在 Hallelujah Chorus 就讲里面特别讲到圣诞节的这一段，就是他写出来的三分之一，在圣诞节常常唱的叫 Hallelujah.
9 days later, he finished the second part.
9天以后，他又完成了第二部。
The second part is about redemption.
第二部它是关于救赎。
Then in less than a week, he finished the last part.
最后不到一个星期，他把最后一部分要完成了。
And so he set music to the biblical passages about the resurrection and the future coming of Jesus Christ.
因为他这讲的最后一部分讲的是复活神的那个耶稣的复活和将来要来的这位君王。
The first performance of the Messiah was a free concert.
因为第一次这个上演的时候这个弥赛亚这个歌剧上演的时候交响乐上演的时候是不要钱的。
By the time Handel died,He had once more become wealthy.
但是虽然不久亨德尔他死了，但是他死了以后他反而成了富翁。
But he left the score for the Messiah to a public hospital.
但是他把这个弥赛亚所得到的所有的钱都捐给了医院。
For years that money took care of the poor and the sick in that hospital.
所以经过这个医院，他们来照顾所有的生病的。生病的人。
An 18th century historian wrote about the legacy of the Messiah.
所以在十八世纪的时候，有一位历史家写了这段话关于亨德尔。
It said it fed the hungry, clothed the naked, and fostered the orphan.
因为他讲在这里他说是给赤身的有衣服穿，饥饿的有食物吃，孤儿有地方居住。
I was lucky to find a picture of the original score of the Messiah.
因为在这里我真是找到他的原稿，关于他作曲的原稿。
The Messiah feeds our deepest hungers.
因为弥赛亚他喂养了这些饥饿的。
We try to fill that hunger with everything else.
我们知道我们自己想找各种的方法来让我们的饥饿能得到饱足。
But only Jesus can fill that void.
但只有主耶稣基督他能够填补我们的饥饿。
Jesus is the central figure of the Bible from the Old Testament to the New.
因为主耶稣他就是旧约和新约里面的中心人物。
It is important to know that we bow down and worship Christ.
非常重要，我们应当屈膝敬拜我们的主耶稣基督。
Because that's the correct response to our King.
因为这是我们真正我们所要得到的回应。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for giving us your word.
我们主啊，我们谢谢你给我们这样的话语。
That your wisdom is so far greater than ours.
因为你的智慧就远远超乎我们。
That although there are things we do not understand,
虽然有些事情我们不能明白，
we may even be tired of hearing over and over again.
甚至我们常常好像听了一遍一遍再一遍，好像有点烦了。
Help us to realize,
但是帮助我们能够真正的了解。
It is truth,
这是真理。
And only your truth,
因为只有你的真理
can set us free,
因为能够帮助我们从捆绑中释放出来。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告着奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.